Avondale Musalla, corner of Avondale and Argyle Road. Musalla open for 5 daily salah as well as Jummah salah.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we just heard the wonderful rendition of the noble Quran. The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif consists of 114 surahs and chapters, 6,236 verses of the noble Quran, and one verse that Qari Limbada recited, and it reminded me of Imam Ismai. Imam Ismai was a linguist, grammarian par excellence. One day he was walking and he heard a young girl reading poetry. And he told the girl, very young lady girl, that how eloquent and fluent is your poetry and speech. The young girl turned around and said, "Oh Imam, you are the Imam and you're impressed with my kalam and my poetry? Are you not impressed with kalamullah, the speech of Almighty Allah?" وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحَزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فيها أمران ونهيان وخبران وبشارتان. سبحان الله. One ayat of the noble Quran, two commandments, two prohibitions, two advices, and two great information. One ayat in the Quran. Amran, that ardi'i, that you feed him, you breastfeed him, O Umme Musa, the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, wa alqihi fil yam, place him in the water. Two prohibitions, wala takhafi, wala tahzani, do not be sad and do not fear. Two bisharatan, two glad tidings. A child, a baby, 136 times Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran. Dark in complexion, but subhanallah, Allah elevates him. We will return him to you, O mother of Musa alayhi salam. And not only that, we will make him a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah jalala. That is Quran Sharif, my brothers. MashaAllah, our Qari Naeem Sahib, notwithstanding the fact that he has sight impediment, blind and so forth, but you heard the wonderful rendition of the Nazam and of the Quran Sharif first and then the Nazam. So my brothers, when we study Islam, we can serve Islam in various forms and different ways. Let's start with tonight's topic. We have various aspects and dimensions to discuss. So let's go to the starting. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the sacredness of Muharram from the day Almighty Allah created this earth, universe and entire creation. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqas samawati wal arda minha arbatun hurum. Verily the amount of months by Almighty Allah that were decreed and ordained in the book of Almighty Allah are 12 lunar months, the day Allah created the entire universe. From the 12 lunar months, minha arbatun hurum, 4 are sacred months. Which indeed are the 4 sacred months, the Quran Sharif is silent. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborates and explains the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and the month of Muharram, wa Rajab and the month of Rajab. So we see from time immemorial that this month of Muharram is one of the 4 sacred months and the holy month. And just to juxtapose and compare for a moment, my brothers, O esteemed listeners, everything of Islam is the best and we must share it with the rest. Tonight, tomorrow we say is 10th Muharram, day of Ashura. And they will tell us after midnight is the 10th of September. You must ask them what is the meaning of September. Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8, November, Nov means 9, December, Des means 10. So how come your calendar, Gregorian calendar, and the names of your months are not corresponding with one another? It shows that you're saying September 7th, but we know it is the 9th month, it's not the 7th month. And then you continue with October, November, December. So it shows that anything man-made, it will be riddled with inconsistencies. Hence they brought about January, then they brought about February, some months 31, some 30, some 29, some 28. If a person is born in the leap year 29th of February, that poor guy's birthday will come after 4 years only. You see the inconsistencies. So that is what we need to present according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that is Muharram briefly. Then you come to the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The best month to fast, the entire month of Muharram is the best month to fast in the 11 months. Because Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, that is obligatory and mandatory. So that is the verdict of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Siyam, fasting during the entire month of Ramadan, the entire month of Muharram is meritorious and desirable. So that's a very important issue. Many times it's oblivious to our minds and hearts. Third aspect, the day of Ashura. Day of Ashura became important from time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Quran Kareem tells us, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ آمَا. He lived in his people, amongst his people for 950 years as enshrined in the noble Quran. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people, 80, 82 people embrace Islam. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told him, you construct and build a safina, a boat, Noah and the Ark. As they tell us in English, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and the safina. The deluge and the flood was about to start. And then, Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. You, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and your followers who are believers, and whatever is needed, you embark in that boat and say, Bismillahi majreha. We take your name, O Allah Jalla Wala, while the safina is moving, or whilst it is stationary. You know you are in Durban, you need the anchor as well. All these arrangements were done. That is Quran Sharif. After the flood and the tufan and deluge, we find wastawat al-judi, that it stopped there at Judi. So this is Almighty Allah telling us that after 40 days or after certain time, it stopped there. So that is what the Mufassirin commentators elaborate about the time. But we know Quran Kareem tells us, when they were liberated, when they were saved and rescued by Almighty Allah, it was the day of Ashura, 10th Muharram. If you want reference of this, it is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Let us fast forward, we come to the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam told his people, the tyranny of the Pharaoh is going on, what must you do? Now Qarisab read about Salat. He told his people, be firm and steadfast on your Salat, the two Salat there to read. So be steadfast on that and read the dua. O Ummah, today when Kashmir is bleeding, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and so on, Palestine and so many other places, Burma and all these places, the Ahlus Sunnah being attacked. Tonight is a big night. Tonight is an auspicious night. Before you sleep, my dear brother, sister, my child, read 2 rakat salat at least. Allah give tawfiq, tomorrow suhoor time, we awake tahajjud time. Allah say mangna hai aur Allah say lena hai. So cry to Allah and say, Ya Allah, assist and help the Muslims with your divine assistance. Surah 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85-86. The dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam at the height of the tyranny of the Pharaoh. Today we have many tinpot dictators and small pharaohs. Alallahi tawakkalna, upon Allah alone we place our trust. Rabbana la tajalna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimeen. Oh beloved Allah, do not make us a target and a trial for a people who are the zalims, the oppressors and transgressors. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Oh Allah, you rescue and save us through your special mercy from the people who are disbelievers. Look at our own beloved country, South Africa, bleeding. Today, how many problems again they were. So cry to Allah, what a great country, my brothers. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security in this beautiful South Africa of ours. So cry to Allah, my brothers. That is what Allah loves. We admit we are guilty and Allah's mercy comes and envelopes us. So who else can help us, my brothers? So that is already the start. Now we come to before the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know today, mashallah, when we go for Hajj, Allah accept our Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat to Madinah Munawwarah. Madinah Munawwara, we find on the 9th of Zil Hijjah, they bring the new Kiswa, the new Hilaf. In the days prior to the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Kiswa, the Hilaf was changed on Ashura. The 10th of Muharram, the Quraysh, notwithstanding the fact they were non-Muslims, but they held the day of Ashura in such high esteem. The Kiswa Mubarakah and the Ghilaf Mubarak of the Kaaba, the cloth, was changed on Ashura day. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak takes place. 40 years Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. In Makkah, Sadiqul Amin. Everyone is praising the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in the dusty cave of Hira, we find Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra Bismi. The first 5 verses were revealed. Now the revolution starts through an evolutionary process. 13 more years in Makkah, till the age of 53, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there in Makkah Mukarrama. And in Makkah Mukarrama, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the fast of Ashura, but one fast. To show the people how important it was. Then when Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara, found the Jews there, they were fasting on this day. Why you fast? They said, Hada yawmun azim. This is a very significant day. Najjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma wa aghraqa fir'auna wa qawma. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala rescued Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people and drowned the Pharaoh and his people. So we are Musa alayhi salam kept this far, shukran lillah, out of thanksgiving and gratitude to Allah. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Bukhari Sharif, many compilations. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nahnu ahakku wa awla bi Musa. We are more deserving and nearer to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We practice on the true teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, not that which is propaganda and fake news and what have you. So in Madinah Munawwara, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we must keep two fasts. Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu. So today, Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, so that is the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura. Three things you are expected to do, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners. Number one, tonight is a big auspicious night. Hadith in Tirmidhi, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah accepted the tawbah of a people on the day of Ashura, the night of Ashura, 10th Muharram. And Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of people who come in the latter generations. So cry to Allah, make tawbah. Every one of us, the biggest alim, the greatest waliullah, every person has to make tawbah. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran, especially nowadays for me and you. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 31, Allah is addressing all of us. Iman wala, all of you, turn to Allah in tawbah and repentance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you are successful and coming up. So make tawbah tonight, tomorrow. Number two, fasting 9th and 10th, 10th and 11th, 9th and 11th, all acceptable, all flexible, mashallah. Third one, the wives are waiting, the children are waiting. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Hibban, Bayhaqi, Tabarani, various compilations. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ir asanati. Whosoever increases the risk of his, remember, family and wife and children, then Almighty Allah will increase the risk for him for that year, insha'Allah. You know, Imam Shafi rahimahullah has a great teacher, Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, he states that we tried this, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ, for 50 or 60 years, meaning more than 50 years, and we found it like that. So tonight, be magnanimous with your honey, with your sweetheart, darling, tell her, honey, here's some money, nice meal and so forth. Likewise, your children, and in that way, Almighty Allah will grant us abundant risk. Read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructs Masjidul Aqsa. And thereafter, he makes various du'as. One du'a he recited, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكَ اللَّا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. Oh Almighty Allah, grant me such a kingdom, and it will not be granted to anybody after me. What did he say? إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. You are the best of givers, oh Almighty Allah. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. There is no restriction, limitation on the treasures of Almighty Allah. Now, my brothers, a tragic, tragic incident took place, and that is the shahadat and martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the day of Ashura. Let me give you a brief history of that, and so that you must know what happened, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what is our standpoint and aqidah, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Understand that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place on the 11th year after the Hijrah. It was 12 Rabiul Awwal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the 13th year after the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the ending of the 23rd year after Hijrah. First Muharram, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, remember. First Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan Zunnurain Al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda becomes Amir al-Mu'mineen and Khalifa of this Ummah. Once again, first Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman, who is the son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once but twice. First married to Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. After her demise, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs and solemnizes the nikah. Imagine the rank and status of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Dhun-Nurayn, the possessor of the two radiances and the two lights, the beloved daughters of Mustafa sallallahu. So he started his khilafat from then till the year 35, 12 years, and then he is also martyred just like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. The khilafat comes to Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala an Fatih Khaybar. If you go 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, there's a place called Khaybar, where the Jews were the headquarters. And lo and behold, in Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah, learn history of Islam, my brothers. Today we learn everybody's history beside our own. It is 7th year after Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, Sahaba Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and said, لَأُوتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا, I will give this banner and flag to that person, may يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Go open Bukhari, go open Muslim Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. To that person who loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. The next morning, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ayna Ali ibn Abi Talib? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? They said, Fi aynihi wajahun, that he's got pain in his eyes. Call him here. So Sayyidina Ali, son-in-law, married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So he was brought, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his busak mubarak, saliva mubarak, and applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And he was cured, mu'jiza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracle. And then the battle starts, and he is one of the most prominent warriors and soldiers and a person in the army of Nabi alayhi salam on that day. So he's called Fatih Khaybar. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's time, the Khilafat goes to Iraq, and that is Kufa. If you know about Kufa, this Iraq, Iran, all these areas were conquered already in the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Who is the person who shot the first arrow in the history of Islam? أول من رماسه من في سبيل الله سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه says, I am the person who shot the arrow, the first arrow in the history of Islam. When he went to Kufa, he stood there. I've been to all this Iran, Iraq. We went to Kufa, to the masjid as well. He stood in the middle and he was a master marksman, and he shot the arrow in all four directions and said, this is Jami'ul Kufa, the masjid, and now around this masjid you build your homes and your houses. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu takes the capital of Islam to Kufa, and that becomes the Darul Khilafah. From there, Iraq becomes the headquarters. Most of you follow the Hanafi fiqh. What is the name of the Hanafi fiqh? It's known as fiqh Ahlil Iraq. The fiqh and jurisprudence of the ulama and fuqaha and jurists of Iraq. So Iraq has a great, great honor that the Hanafi school flourished there. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, is buried there. Piran-e Pir, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Sheikh Jilani, rahimahullah, is buried there. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, is buried there. Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah, is buried there. The greatest student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried in Iran. So remember all these places with Allah's help we saw and witnessed with our own eyes. The point I'm making, you need to understand the chronological table, what's happening. It is Ramadan. The enemies of Islam, who did not want unity in the rank and file. There was a person by the name of Abdullah bin Sabah. He was a Jew from Yemen. He came to Medina Munawwara and he settled there from Yemen to Medina, and he acted and deceived the people that he's a big buzruk. So remember, a very so-called pious person. And then he built some murids and some students and what have you. People started, you understand, following. But whispering the poison in their ears. This Sayyidina Usman is doing this. This is doing. We need Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the ruler. So the seeds of the poison were already set by him. And remember, he is the founder of the enemies. Go open Rijalul Kashi, you will find it there. So nevertheless, all this happens, and then they are responsible for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. His own daughter, his own wife rather, Sayyidina Usman's wife, Naila radiallahu anha, she tries to protect Sayyidina Usman, and she places her fingers like this. The enemies even cut and amputate and cut her fingers also. Amen. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nawasa and grandsons of the Master alayhi salam were there, and remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was so upset that he even told them, how come this happened and you were there? So remember, all these type of things happen in our history and we all document it. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu are beloved to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innal Hassan wal Hussein Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. You are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes both of them, the Nawasa, the grandson, in his Mubarak blessed hands and speaks the dua, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma faahibbahuma waahibba may yuhibbuhuma. O Almighty Allah, I love these two grandsons. You love them, O Almighty Allah, and you love the one who loves them. Is part of our belief, is non-negotiable. You must remember that. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. Say, O Quran Sharif saying, Almighty Allah states, say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for no reward and recompense, but you must love my Muslim family. Some people were not Muslim, like Abu Lahab and them. So they were family, but the non-Muslim, so we don't have to love them. We don't love them at all. So the Muslim family, the direct family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is integral part of our faith and iman. So Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, all are now gone to Iraq with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, his Amirul Mu'mineen. In the 40th year of the Hijrah, it is Ramadan, Abdurrahman bin Muljim comes, he assassinates Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, who performs the Salatul Janazah of his honorable father. Now who will be the Khalifa? Remember, it is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an. Now let's go back for a moment. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the nikah of his ladli, his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, during Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah after the Battle of Badr. And if you want the references, open Musannaf Abdul Razak. And it was Ramadan, second year after the Hijrah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is 15 years and 5 months, almost 15 and a half years old. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the nikah takes place. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak takes place. He is born. Fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth takes place. So now we are at this juncture, the year 40. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Khalifa. Now listen, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One day, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving rendering advice to the Sahaba, the beloved student companions of the Master alayhi salam, on the mimbar, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting. Nana, the most beloved to Allah, the most precious to Allah, but the Nana also of Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein, the beloved grandfather. So you know, calculate now, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place, then Sayyidina Hassan is 8 years old and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is 7 years old. So he is a very, very young person. He is sitting on a mimbar with his beloved Nana and grandfather. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak countenance, looking at the Ummah and the Sahaba, and then looking at his grandson. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Inna bani hada sayyidun لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُصْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. My grandson is a leader. Therefore we say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them Sayyid in this world and called them Sayyid in the year after. That are the lesson. Use the words Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use my brothers. إِنَّ بْنِ هَذَا سَيِّدْ. He's a leader. My grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use him, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, to bring about reconciliation in the rank and file of the ummah. 6 months he rules this ummah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He resigns, takes the mantle of khilafat, takes the mantle of imarat, of leadership. He hands it over to Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. He is in Iraq, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. And Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is in Syria, in Damascus, in Damascus. What a great gesture on his part. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When you have a magnanimous heart, you prepare to give up your own leadership for a greater cause. So that this unity, solidarity in this ummah. Therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, informed the ummah, the prophecy, and now this is fulfilled in the year 41. 41 in our Islamic terminology is called Amul Jama'ah, the year of the unity and solidarity. So Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu now becomes the Khalifa. Do you know what he did, my brothers? He was a tactician and strategist. He's based in Damascus, but he told the people, the men, you come to Masjid al-Aqsa, because one day this masjid will be under threat. He told the people, you come to Aqsa Mubarak, and there I will take out my hand, and you put your hand in my hand. That is Amir Muawiyah's great contribution. So nevertheless, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now there is unity, solidarity in this ummah, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, everybody, Sahaba, took the oath of allegiance on his hand. And from the year 41 to the year 60, in the month of Rajab, remember that he, that is Amir Muawiyah, is the Khalifa, is the Amirul Mu'mineen, everything, unanimously accepted by the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. However, he designated Yazid. There is no question about this. There is no Sunni person, no alim will tell you that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was not qualified. No one will say that. He was 100% qualified to be the Khalifa. He, Sayyidina Hussein, was 100% qualified to be Amirul Mu'mineen. But there's no comparison between the two. We need to be clear on this issue. Between one side, Sayyidina Hussein, his rank is so high. So this was now, that Yazid is now the ruler. But some Sahaba, they said, no. We will never put our hand in the hand of Yazid. Who? That Abdullah bin Zubair, radiallahu anhu, he refused. And he went away to Makkah Mukarramah. Then Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, and he refused. And he went away, remember Makkah Mukarramah. And all this happened now. So, now we're back at the 60th year of the Hijrah. And it is Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Now listen carefully. Yawm al-Tarwiyah is the first day of Hajj. People are coming to perform Hajj. Yes, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is going and preparing. Jisna Qari Sabred Bahattar. That his whole family are going. And remember that there were 72 people who got martyred in Karbala. So what happened? What happened? Senior Sahaba came. And they begged Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Who? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. His own brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya. Sayyidina Ali Hussein radiallahu anhu. Brother, please don't go. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. Majority of these Iraqi people are munafiq. They're going to do you down. They're going to deceive you. He says, but they sent letters to me. I sent Muslim bin Aqil. He's gone to investigate. All these things were there. We say, Ma sha Allahu kan. Whatever is in taqdeer will happen. Sahabas came. Abdullah ibn Umar came. He cried and said, please Sayyidina Hussein, you sip to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the beloved grandson. That these people, they murdered your father. They murdered your brother. They did so many things against you and the family. And if you want reference, go open Bukhari Sharif, this incident. Abdullah Ibn Umar is that Sahabi. Read the profile of Sahaba, my brothers. That he performed 60 Hajj. A'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He said he performed 60 Hajj and he liberated 1,000 slaves. He performed 1,000 Umrahs. Abdullah Ibn Umar, the beloved son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. One day is in Makkah Mukarramah, the people of Iraq came and they said, Ya Abdullah radiallahu anhu, our brother from Iraq, he killed a fly in Ihram. He killed the zubab, he killed the fly in ihram. Listen to the words of Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar says, addressing the people, today the people of Iraq are telling me that one person killed the fly. But they are the people, وَقَدْ قَتَلُوا بِنْ وَقَدْ قَتَلُوا إِبْنَ بِنْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They martyred the grandson of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I know and we saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would embrace them, kiss the beloved grandsons and say, Huma rayhaniya. They are my fragrance. They are my ones, my favorite grandchildren. Imagine. So this is what we need to believe in. Nevertheless, as taqdeer would have it, destiny, Sayyidina Hussein lives on Yawm al-Tarwiyah, 8th of Zilhijjah, the year is 60 after Hijrah. Whilst going, Yawm al-Arafah, the 9th, here's the books here. So you must remember, anybody wants what I'm saying now, so, and for you, the ulama, excellent book, Awraqun min al-Tariq, and this is written by Abdullah Fadali. Try and obtain this, it's in Arabic, a masterpiece of a book. Awraqun min al-Tariq, the author Abdullah Fadali. And then I brought some other books, our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah's book, Badrul Layali. So you must remember, all of you who know Arabic, Urdu should read that as well. Let's carry on. So the news comes to him, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the delegate you sent, that is, that Muslim bin Aqil, rahimahullah, he is martyred by the people of Iraq. Now already remember that the things are changing. When he's going further, he meets the Sha'ir, that is the poet, famous poet. And he asked him, oh Farazdak, how's things that side there in Iraq and so forth? Farazdak said, the people, their hearts are with you, O Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, but their swords are with the enemy. You see, opportunists. Loyalty is something rare. Nifaq aam ho gaya. Remember, hypocrisy is rife and rampant. Even today you see that. How people stab us in the back and so forth. You see this every day. Carry on. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who comes and remember, learn our history. So remember, it is the 9th of Muharram. The year is 61. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is one side and the enemy, the Ahlul Kufa are on the other side. And now it's time for Salat. Sayyidina Hussein tells them, okay, it's Salat time. We will make our Jamaat. You make your Jamaat. They said, no, we'll read Salat behind you. Imagine. Salat, they knew they must read behind Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson. He was the best at that time. There's no question about it. So Salat is read. Then that Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, told them, let us now make dua and ask Almighty Allah for that to happen, which is the best. He cried, he begged, he told his people that those of you who want to go, you go. Who can leave Sibtu Rasulullah? Who will leave the grandson of Nabi alayhi salam? So anyway, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu weeps, cries, makes dua that Laylatul Jumu'ah. And then the battle starts. Now you need to know, does Maulana Zubair, your imam, where is he there? I gave him a piece of paper. And I asked Hafiz Suhail, Allah Ta'ala reward Hafiz Suhail, Vahid, he brought me also. So he told me, Maulana's full name is Maulana Zubair Mamoon. So I gave him the paper. The big question, this is what you have to understand. Who are the people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh in Karbala on the day of Ashura, and it was a Friday, and the Maidan is Maidan Tufuf. I went there myself in 2000. Even today when you go, remember the tears will flow. So remember, let's go to Sayyidina Hussein himself. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala whose statement is mentioned in Irshad. Not our books. All these books we have, we make photocopies and give it out in the thousands to the people, those who know Arabic. So teach the people the correct narrative and not propaganda. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, before the battle erupts, he raises his hand and then wada'a ala ahli al-kufa. He made dua. He made baddua against them and said, you're coming to help me and assist me. فَقَتَلُونَا. And today you are martyring us and killing us. Your book, and the author is Sheikh Mufid, and the book is title Irshad. There's everything there. I gave it to Mulan. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, is an eyewitness to Karbala. He survived. And he's telling us what happened, what unfolded in Karbala. He says, I told the people, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Akhathumul Ahda wal-Mithaq, you took a pledge and covenant on my father, Thumma taraktumu wa khadaltumu, then you left my father and you left him in a lurch. Bi-ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will you face Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam tomorrow on a day of justice? Wa huwa yaqulu lakum, and he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you, qataltum itrati, you murdered my grandson. Wa antahaktum hurmati, you desecrated the exalted rank of our household. Allah gave us a special rank. But فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah, you outside. Who is saying? Hazrat Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, saying that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell them this. If you want the reference, Al-Ihtijaj by Tabarasi, your book, your author. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved mother is Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra, the greater Fatima, the senior Fatima, wa Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. And remember that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha's daughter, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter is Fatima Sughra. Mother, Fatima Kubra radiallahu anha. That is the senior Fatima. And the younger Fatima, his own daughter, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, is also Fatima, the younger Fatima. She is a survivor of Karbala. She tells the people of Kufa, Tabbal lakum wa la'anatullahi alaykum. You are the people, Allah curse you till the day of Qiyamah. Go see, all the references are there. And then she told them, قَتَلْتُمْ أَبِي كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ, you are responsible for the murder and martyrdom of my grandfather and dada, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, as you murdered my father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. What did the shaitan say? What did they say? It's in their book. Go read, that's why I gave it to Maulana. They read poetry. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered Ali. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Remember what they said? They said that we murdered Sayyidina Ali, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, and we used the swords that were made there in India. Think properly. Not my book. Their book, Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. Tonight is the day of Ashura. Tomorrow is the day of Ashura. See what they say. This is their book. All these books they gave me when I went to Iran. Remember this type of things. I told them my name Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they said, this must be our guy. See, And my wife Fatima, so there's double stamp, Husseini and Fatima. See how Allah works in mysterious ways. I leave you with this, and you be the judge. This is their book, it's not our book. I read to you the text. See what they say. And see what they say regarding Ashura. I'm reading verbatim. Man zara qabr al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam yawm Ashura, arifan bihaqihi, kana ka man zara Allah fi arshihi. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They say, who goes and visit the mazar of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he knows the role, the lofty rank and status of Sayyidina Hussein, it is as though as he visited Allah on the throne. Is this respect of Sayyidina Hussein, or this is disrespect? I'm asking you. And the reference, if you want, for the ulama, so remember that they say, yeah, it is in Al-Wafi, it is in Bihar, and in various other books, Kamilu Ziyarat, and all their books, it's not our books. So my brothers, my final message to you, 1 minute I have left, we're going to make dua now, and then the azan will go. So my brothers, remember, we believe in Quran Sharif, we believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, we will uphold the honor and integrity of Sahaba with our lives as well if the need arises. We believe in the Ahlul Bayt and the lofty, lofty, exalted rank of the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we believe in the Awliyaullah and we accept the four schools. That is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have the best, my brothers. Never feel shy. Don't get involved in the propaganda and lies. Take the true story, the true narrative, and teach that to the world. Why we make sabr? When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise takes place, sabr. Then Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu is Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest of martyrs. The words of Nabi alayhi salam, the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, that is our unanimous belief. But remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom. We will mention it, speak about it, so that we know the correct narrative and we come to know who are the cursed people by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu himself, by the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, by the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyida Fatima Sughra radiallahu anha. So that is what we should understand, my brothers. That cry on this Mubarak auspicious night, my brothers, for the Ummah, for our South Africa, and may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our Khatima on Iman, that we can stand and expect the Shafa'a and intercession of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll make a very short dua. I have Q&A now. I'll be going to the studios 8 to 10. So make me maaf, you know, it's tight schedule. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group and all the ulama and the brothers, mashallah, who were assisting in different ways in the different masajid. All may Allah reward all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Allahumma izzal Islam wa muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa muslimin. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.
Avondale Musalla, corner of Avondale and Argyle Road. Musalla open for 5 daily Salah as well as Jummah Salah.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Markaz al-Sahaba.